Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, put it down in the books. Knocked out of the park. Well done.
Favourite day of the week too. I tell you what made today exciting though. The Josh Hunt. Oh, not the Josh Hunt. The Dan Hunt. You're already found.
I'm already here. What's going on? Yeah, Dan. So that's the phone booth thing. Yeah. We met someone that reckons he knows him.
And I reckon he's onto something.
Well, I'd be talking to him right now, potentially.
This is very, very exciting. We also had, I'm calling it, a future Olympian on the show.
Well, I mean, to be 13 and break a record that's been standing for 26 years, you've got to be pretty special, don't you?
You do indeed.
But I, nice girl, though.
Oh, she's very exciting.
To admit that you've got about 500 friends on air is also very interesting. But
get excited for that list.
I know.
But also, you shared your first awkward moment, which I loved.
Still cringing at that one.
Do you know what I reckon?
I don't think I'll ever live that one down.
I think that's going to be a 21st story one. At Georgie's 21st, you will share this.
Potentially.
Play the audio.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I should start collecting them all, shouldn't I?
Especially that one.
Oh, God.
Shoot, that'll be a dad moment. Dad!
Well, it's better than what you did on a first date. So, let's hope she doesn't turn out like you, that's for sure. You can catch it all right now on the podcast. This is incredible. The Lawn Hotel. I'm sure you've visited that before.
I've visited that. I reckon that was my first place I went to when I was living in Melbourne on the Great Ocean Road. Mm. You know, you take your day trip. I reckon that would have been up there with one of the first places I went to.
Just selling for an incredible amount. $38 million.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money, but a lot of people go there.
It's like a tourist destination.
Well, I think so. Schoolies would head down to Lawn, wouldn't they?
Yep.
A few other people, obviously, during the summer, we know how many people go through the Great Ocean Road.
You've got Falls Festivals.
Yeah. Oh, Falls Festival.
Mm-hmm. Huge. How good do you go?
Hopefully it comes back. Yeah, I've been a few times. Getting a bit older now, so I don't know if I can continue.
So he's still there.
But $38 million. But when you think about it, iconic landmark, you know, Peter Pub happens there.
It's easy to say if you don't know where to meet up. You say there,
go people,
they know exactly where it is. They don't even need to get directions.
So I thought what we'd do is we'd get you back into the K-Rock hot seat. Nat Herbstreit, right, take a seat. Thank you.
Thank you. I love the hot seat. I just haven't got a good track record with it.
So we haven't got off the $1,000 mark, have we yet?
No. But I'm hopeful.
Let's not worry. I think today is the day. Today is the day. So we're going to do iconic landmarks around the world. How much is their value?
Okay.
What are they valued at?
All right. I'm just going to make note. $38 million. You said our Lawn Hotel.
Yeah. So correct.
Brilliant. All right. I'm ready.
Kicking off with the Opera House, Sydney Opera House.
Oh, she's got to be a hefty amount, eh?
Is it A, $500 million? B, $1.32 billion? C, $2.3 billion? Or D, $3.3 billion.
I'm easily going to lock in D.
$2.3 billion.
It's C, isn't it? Was that
it
C?
It was C, yeah.
Always have
No worries. Back to the $1,000 question.
Wow.
Got another big landmark. The Empire State Building.
Never been there. You been there?
I've been outside it. Didn't go up. Wasn't really interested.
Oh, okay. Well, that's giving me a clue to the money.
Wow. Is it $3.67 billion, $4.67 billion, $5.14 billion, or $6.6 billion?
Oh, that's all. They're all a lot of money.
Well, just think about Sydney, $2.3 billion. It's a lot of money. New York, which is prime real estate.
I mean, Jay-Z, he sings about it.
Yeah, a lot
old
of
song about dedicated to one building.
Yeah, for sure. How much is it worth?
Then let's let's stick with what I know. Let's lock in D, thanks.
D? We were locking in D.
Yeah.
No.
No.
$3.67 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's only a little bit more than our opera house.
Yeah. Still a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
We won't be buying it. All right, last one. Here we go. Let's $1,000.
Okay,
Nat's
come on.
Again.
Take a seat.
Thank you.
The Eiffel Tower.
Well, now this is a landmark.
This is a lot of money. So to keep in mind when we're talking about the value here, I've just Googled it.
Yes.
I've just typed in value.
Okay.
Is it A, $317 billion?
Okay.
B,
410 billion.
Yep.
C, 477 billion. Or D, $545 billion.
It's a lot of money. The city of love.
Mm. Yeah, where are you thinking?
I'm obviously leaning towards D, but I'm not going to do it because it hasn't been lucky for me.
No.
I'm going to go A.
Should have stuck with Dave. $545 billion.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Kirby and Josh's phone booth. Will someone pick up?
We're sorry.
So if you've been following this story, basically what happens is every Monday, Herbie,
yep,
we call a phone booth around Geelong and the Surf Coast.
We've had no luck of late.
No, we've called everywhere.
It changed Monday.
That's right. So we called the one just downstairs, actually, Moorabool Street, just as you're going into Westfield there. And a man by the name of Dan called up, Herbie.
That's right. And we don't know much about him, but he did say this.
I don't know. Maybe I was going to get some Vans, I think, because I've got these shoes that I've been wearing for, like, well, probably 12 months at least, and they've got holes in the bottom of them.
So all we know is that he needs a new pair of Vans.
That's it.
Didn't get any other details. We're in shock, really, that someone picked up, to be honest.
And so yesterday on the show, we got spirit medium Lindy Gunston on, and she wasn't too hopeful for us.
No.
She basically said, I don't think you'll find him, but you might find an imposter.
Mm.
We got excited by that challenge and said, no, we're going to try even harder. And then, Josh, this is exciting. Late last night, a message came through to our Facebook at K-Rock, and it was a person who's saying that they believe they know who Dan is. He goes by the name of Geordie. He joins us now. Geordie from Newtown, you think you know who Dan is?
Yeah, I believe it. It could be someone that I know. I've known him for quite a while. He plays hockey with him, been out at Rollaway in Newtown on Thursdays.
So have you spoken to him and said, hey, is this you, or do you just think it's him?
No, not yet. No, I haven't spoken to him. I'll see him this evening, but I haven't spoken to him yet.
When you last saw him, was he wearing Vans? And if so, did they look like he could go with a new pair?
Oh, yeah, I'm fair sure he was the fella that, yeah, would rock around with him, like, a torn-up pair of Vans, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
This is so exciting. Does he...
I was having a listen to him on the radio earlier, and it sounds very sort of similar. He was a very happy, chirpy sort of fella, and, yeah.
This is sounding very promising.
Okay, so you're going to go see him tonight. You'll see him dance.
I'm at Rollaway at the moment, and I'm just working there. He'll come down and play hockey tonight, and I'll see him then, yeah. It should be after about 6:30.
Okay. This is getting good. Okay. So can you ask him if we can contact him tomorrow? Will you be able to tee that up for us?
Yeah, I can do that, and I can pass that on to you guys, yeah.
Oh, this is exciting. How positive are you that you know the right Dan?
Based on everything I've been listening to, I'm thinking it's a good 90% sure.
Oh, that's the best.
That is huge. Oh, wow. All righty.
Well, Geordie, you are a legend.
We'll chat to you a little later tonight then, or tomorrow. And,
we'll keep in contact.
And then hopefully... Yeah,
suss out this Dan and
tomorrow,
see if he is the right Dan.
Awesome. Sounds good. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Geordie in Newtown there.
I am excited.
We'll find out tomorrow, I suppose, whether it is the real Dan.
Fingers,
picked
toes,
up the payphone.
Whole body.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about Joe Biden, President of the United States. Obviously a man that has to be a good speaker because he's made it so far up.
He's leading one of the biggest countries.
He got voted in. Yeah.
Exactly.
People have obviously thought he's inspirational in some way or another.
It's a few speeches you've got to make to get there too.
But obviously along the way you're not going to have the best luck every time you get up there to speak. Like, for instance, the time he played Despacito on his phone to the Hispanic voters.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here. All right.
Oh. We all make mistakes, don't we?
It's just cringe.
That's one of his.
Looks like he's made another mistake, though.
Biden.
So as a part of his duties, he has to go and speak to a few different classes that finish, maybe a university. In this scenario, it was the Coast Guards, which is another branch of the armed forces.
So he got up there, and apparently it was a 25-minute speech. Yeah, he was making a few jokes, but no one was laughing.
Oh.
And at which point he said, "You guys are a bit of a dull class."
Oh!
So
he's had a jab at his own crowd that he's speaking to.
A bit of an insult. A bit of an insult that he's thrown around. But, you know, having said that, maybe he wouldn't be writing the speech. Someone else has done it. Maybe just...
I mean, this happens with speeches, and I think we've all been there when someone hasn't really...
Yeah.
Hit the spot they were supposed to.
Yeah.
I know with 21st speeches, wow, they're big, aren't they? Get the call up for a few of those gigs, but there was one at one of my friends' 21st. The guy telling the story, he alluded to the fact that the person whose birthday it was had maybe cheated on his partner multiple times while his partner was in the room.
Okay, well, that's... Well, one, what everyone involved's not really doing well there,
it was
they?
One of the most awkward but worse... but also memorable speeches for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Have you given a few? You were just saying that you've given a few 21st
speeches. I've given a few 21st speeches. I actually, now you mention it, I was a school captain.
Which I don't believe.
I went to Star of the Sea in Melbourne, 2011. That was my year.
Okay, yep.
Elected by my peers. But obviously in the lead up for that, I had to do a speech in front of the year 10s, 11s and 12s.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I actually remember the opening lines to my speech. Do you want to hear it?
So yeah, I will. Hold on, give me 1 second, eh?
Okay. Hey, I don't know why I remember my first two lines. I have a dream to marry Zac Efron.
Oh, that's so bad.
In all seriousness, I have a dream to help lead our school, the best school in the world, and to be captain. You need to have a voice. And I have a voice!
And you won. They voted you in.
I was elected.
Slim pickings in 2011, wasn't it? Star of the Sea.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
First dates, right? Always awkward.
They are. There's always an expectation of how they're going to turn out. So you don't really live in the moment, I don't find.
No. So I always thought there was ways to do it where make sure that you had an exit strategy.
Yep.
You don't really want to be sitting down face to face. So short, like a coffee.
Perfect.
Or maybe go for a walk so you can, you know, do something.
Been a big thing throughout COVID as well.
Sure.
Many people have gone on the social distant walks.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's quite cute. I don't mind them.
Very wrong. According to one TikToker, she says, no, we're not doing that at all.
I do not accept a coffee or a walk as a possible date option, and neither should you. First of all, I'm not a dog that needs to be walked. Second, I have an espresso machine at home, works fabulous. We're not doing drinks either. You're going to try to get me drunk and take me back home. No. We are doing dinner. You're going to pick me up. We're going to come to the restaurant. We're going to see your table manners. We're going to see what you order. We're going to see, do you hold your chopsticks correctly? We're just going to, you know, study you a bit.
Okay. Wow.
So dinner it is.
Intense.
I'm sorry, is she getting any dates? That's a few too many rules for
mine. Going off just looks alone, I'd say she's doing okay. Yeah. But hearing that doesn't make me want to go out with her.
Well, there you go. A coffee. She doesn't even want to go for a coffee date.
That's just a nice, simple, hey, let's catch up.
That's a stock standard. It's not too intrusive. You can both get out of it. You can both have a meeting to get to. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm sure you've been on a few dates. In your journey.
I have been on
test the waters, yeah.
Not many, though. Compared to some of my friends, I'm a bit of a rookie when it comes to dates. But yourself, I mean, you're in a very lovely,
long-term
happy
relationship.
But I don't want to say I've heard some stories from your heyday.
There's no stories to be told. The one day I didn't really like, and it was only one date, was she just talked about money the whole time and how important money was to her. And
did she at least offer to pay at the end?
No, not at all. We just did drinks.
So you didn't give her a second bait?
No, gone.
I think that always happens, especially if it's such an awkward, terrible first date, or if something puts you off, you just go, nah, I'm not going to call you again.
Yeah. 52232955. Why didn't they get a second date?
Yeah, what went wrong?
So for me, it was like, money. Surely let's just find out whether we like each other before we start planning the future and how many houses we need to have.
Maybe did someone, this is kind of a far stretch, did someone get arrested while you're on a date, you know?
Yeah, like that you realise that, hey, I'm actually dating a criminal right now. 52232955, got tickets to give away to the Supercats as well. Why wasn't there a second date? Stacey in East Geelong. Why didn't they get a second date?
He pulled his phone out in the middle of a movie at the cinemas and sat there scrolling through Facebook for like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
What movie were you seeing?
We went and saw, the Unholy One? It's not a good movie, by the way.
Okay.
But he pulled his phone out in a pitch black cinema. I'm sitting next to this boy who's staring at this bright phone screen, and it was awful.
That's cringe, isn't it?
I mean, at least it's not Tinder.
That's true. That's very true.
I had a bit of an awkward first date once, and it didn't lead to a second. I got invited out by the loveliest guy, such a sweet boy.
Yeah.
He was quite shy. We went to an Italian restaurant, and it was back when, I don't know why, I just thought that I couldn't order a big meal. Oh, girls only eat salads. And so I ordered this lamb salad at an Italian restaurant. I don't know why, still to this day.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting
away.
Doesn't
sound like the best option on the menu.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I panicked. You know, in the moments on a first date, just get that. And so I'm cutting into this lamb, and then next thing I know, I flick beetroot off my salad and it goes straight onto his pants. He's wearing beige chinos and he told me already at the start of the date that he bought some new pants because it's the first date.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then for the rest of the date, he was panicked about his purple stain on his pants. And so I thought, well, it's gonna stress him out, so I may as well help him out. And I got my serviette and dipped it in a cup of water.
Yeah.
And I got out of my chair, went over to his chair and started rubbing on his pants.
In the middle of the
restaurant. And it wasn't like on his calf.
You don't need to say any more. That is just...
I didn't get a second time.
Oh, no way. I don't know why.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I had my first really awkward parenting moment.
Because you've got Georgie, she's 6 months old.
Yeah, nearly 7 months. Yeah, next week.
And this is your first
one. Oh. And it was on my own, so I had to go and get something for her. So had her injection for meningococcal the other day.
Yep. Oh, it's hard when they get their injections, isn't it?
And so they get a temperature and you've got to give them baby Panadol.
Yep.
So, but we tried to use the baby Panadol, but she didn't like the taste.
Yep.
So she threw it up all over Kat, projectile vomited.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
So Kat's like, you need to go get me the baby Panadol suppositories. And I was like, okay. I don't know, for some reason, you know how I'm an awkward person in general? So she's making me call all these chemists around, and I don't know why I'm whispering. I'm like, do you have the Panadol suppository for the babies? He's like, sorry, what are you saying, mate? And he's like, yeah, got it. So finally find one that's open.
Okay.
Went down there, rushing down. It's 8:45 at night.
You're trying to help your daughter.
Trying to help her out. Get in there. It is buzzing. It's alive. There is more people in there than a restaurant. It is just going off, right? So I've got to work my way to the counter, feeling really awkward and embarrassed by the situation. So I get up to the counter. There's 10 people waiting. I'm like, hey, I was the guy that called before. Have you got the Panadol? I thought it was behind the counter.
Speak up, mate.
He runs out the front, and it's in the front. He's like, got it, waving it around. I'm like, oh, okay, brilliant. Call Kat, I've got it. She goes, okay, but you need to get some lubricant to go with it because we're going to, you know, help Georgie. You got to just put it
on. Yes.
I was like, okay. You're kidding, aren't you? I was like, okay, I've never bought it in my life.
You're already awkward enough.
I'm
this
so
is now.
Awkward. Oh, yeah. And there's like 40 aisles in this chemist. And you know when you're paranoid that people are looking at you and I'm not really looking at the aisles, but I'm going up and down.
You're pacing.
Can't find it. Kat, I was like, Kat, they don't sell it. She's like, of course they sell it. Ask someone for it. I was like, oh, no. So I'm like, fine. So I try and find someone that's going to resonate. Like, parenting, it's hard. You know, you have these awkward moments. Cool.
Yeah.
Find an 18-year-old girl with red dyed hair. And I go, I'm sorry. Everything's whispering, by the way. Do you know where the lubricant is? She's looked at me like... Yeah, of course. Like, so she walks me to it. There's like 20 options.
Okay.
Oh my God. Whatever. Water-based one. That's fine. I'm not looking at her in the eyes as I'm like, she's passing it to me. I'm just grabbing it. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Get to the register. Everyone's there. Finally in line. I'm not joking. It's so busy. Eight people behind me. One guy on the register. Loudest guy I have ever met in my life. We're out there, I'm like almost like hidden them from everyone else.
Yeah.
Put it on the register. G'day, mate. How you doing? Swipes the panel. No issue. gets to the lubricant.
Oh, no.
And he's swiping it. He's swiping it so quick, I don't think he can register the barcode. He's like, nah, it's not reading, mate, not reading. So he needs to call the lady over to help me. I'm like, if you just try it slower, that might work. Maybe give it a chance to read the barcode. Anyway, so thankfully didn't read it out on air, or read it out aloud. And I was like, oh, God, thank God. Do you want a receipt, mate? And I was like, mate, there's no chance I'm coming back here at all.
You think lubricant would just slip on through with that?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Shrek, in my eyes, is up there with one of the greatest movies of all time. And it's actually, this is a little bit surprising, in its 20th year since it's been released.
Incredible. I rate that as a movie highly.
It's such a great movie.
Second and third, not so much.
It's still not the worst when it comes to sequels. You know when they've really lost the plot?
Yeah.
At least Shrek still had something going for it.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't great.
Well, there's some critics out there who are against us, Josh, and they believe that the first Shrek is just terrible. So one critic has said that the flushing sounds of Shrek seem to signify that the blockbuster animation should have been in a drain. Shrek is a terrible movie. It's not funny. It looks awful. It would influence many unfunny, awful-looking computer-animated comedies that copied its formula. It's sickly sweet and it's not great. All it says
very
is that it appeals
obviously
to adults than children who actually don't have a great sense of humour.
Well, that says a lot about us.
This person doesn't sound too happy.
Really wish I didn't lead so strongly on how much I like Shrek before we go into it.
No, it is
no,
a great
I'm leaving
film.
You on your own now.
Shrek is a great film. Yeah. It gave us our love for donkeys, swamps, and of course, what a soundtrack. This song.
Really
how good is
it? Smash Mouth, didn't it?
Anytime Smash Mouth plays now, automatically I think of Shrek.
Oh, great tune.
Which is why I want to play a little game with you right now. To honour Shrek and how great of a film it is, a game of playing, here's a song, can you pick the movie that it belongs to?
Alrighty.
Because that's how powerful movies can be. All right,
well,
number
one. Well, the
music
in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you love the movie so much, you're going to remember the soundtrack.
True.
This one you should know because it is my favourite movie of all time.
You've got a friend in me. Toy Story.
Correct.
Great tune as well.
It's a classic. Do you like their sequels?
Yes. Actually, talking about great sequels, 2, 3, 4, mate. I thought, how can 3 get any, like, it surely ended there. 4.
You would have been crying.
I did cry.
I know my Josh.
Yeah, I did cry.
Number 2.
Oh, it's Titanic.
See? You don't even need to think. It's boom straight away.
Remember when we watched the rendition of this song by Jessie J?
Yes.
Oh,
again.
What a moment.
Did you cry?
Yes.
And then this one, I hope you can get it because it's a great movie with a great soundtrack.
Okay. Know this song.
You know it.
Car Wash, clearly.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera teamed up with someone for it. Was it Missy Elliott?
It was Missy Elliott. He's on. Can he get this?
Movie, I don't think I've seen it. Is it? It's one. It's animated, isn't it?
Yes.
Shark Tale.
Yes. You got it.
I thought you were going to choose the hard ones.
Well, no, why would I go hard? I want to go for the fun ones.
I want to go for the memories.
Exactly.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics, Herbie. Just a simple yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Yep.
You do get quite passionate.
Oh, only sometimes.
Yeah,
depends sometimes what the category is.
Yeah, are you feeling calm and collected? That's good.
Very much.
All right, having a third thumb.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. That's just stupid. We weren't born with them. Why are you adding it? Like, I understand when you aren't born with something and you add it, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so scientists have developed a robotic 3D thumb. Well, I just wanted to see, could you adapt to having a third?
But why would they do that? Because it's not like I'm going to have a baby and give birth to a kid who's having all these extra thumbs.
No, but it just could be, like, handy to use if you're picking up things or whatever it might be, and just seeing how the brain adapted to having another thing on your hand.
Jeez, they've wasted their time there. A lot of money on that as well.
That cool, calm, collected nature really coming through right
now.
No,
I'm calm.
Having pets sleep in your room.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. No thanks. That is just not on. I do not understand this. I never have. They do not belong in your bed. They can have their own little bed, maybe inside, but not in your bedroom. My friend had a big Rottweiler, I think, or one of those big ones.
Yeah, you're right.
And she used to always leave the door open so it could come and jump on the bed, and I never went back for a sleepover. Hated it. The bed's made for humans, not dogs.
Fair enough. I have dogs.
Of course you do. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Well, I feel bad. Like
you've got two dogs and now you've got a daughter. Where do they fit?
Not everyone's in the bed. They're in the same room, occasionally on the bed. But researchers analysed the sleep quality of 188 people between 11 and 17. Those kids that had a pet in their room had a better quality of sleep during the night.
I slept just fine. Didn't have a pet in my room.
Yeah, but other things happened to you, didn't they? Let's be honest. You haven't turned out quite all right. Trivia.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love trivia.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
No.
Like, fun facts, I know some things, some topics, not so much.
So the other week we were talking about how you tried to organise a night for everyone. Yeah. You told everyone it's on Thursday night. Thursday arrived, everyone's keen to go. You said, nah, couldn't get a table. So you had given the impression that you'd already organised it. You were supposed to do it again yesterday. You said, Wednesday night's the go, everybody.
I have called.
And you said, nah, it's not on.
I have called places. A, they first were booked out for weeks.
Yep.
And then this week I tried again and they said it was on last week and it wasn't happening this week.
Mm.
So I don't know what
you
want from me.
You've let down a few people.
I don't know what more you want from me. You haven't done one thing for this trivia night.
I said I'm in.
No, yesterday you didn't. You said, no, I'm not coming.
Okay. Even our big, big boss is upset that this can't go
This
through.
Isn't fair.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm the new girl. Can't someone else book
me? Will you be the new girl for long? That's the question. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, this is huge. This is very exciting.
I know.
But a local girl by the name of Hayley McKinder. She is only 13 years of age and she swims at Geelong Swimming Club.
Yep.
She has recently broken a 26-year-old national record and qualified for the Australian Olympic trials for the 100-metre breaststroke.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Amazing. You and I are shocked and she joins us now. Hayley, hello.
Hi.
Now, you're a swimmer.
Yeah.
You've qualified for the breaststroke.
Yep.
And then how long have you been doing swimming, I guess? You're only 13. It sounds silly, but professionally.
Maybe 2.5, 3 years.
Right, okay, 2.5 years. You're joined by your coach as well, Sam. Sam, how hard is it to do what Hayley's done?
It requires a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is difficult, but the difficult part is waking up 4 or 5 mornings a week at 4:30, or in Hayley's case, 4:15, I believe, because she lives down on the coast.
So, to you, Hayley, do you love training? You'd have to.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Is it every day you're doing at least morning or night?
Yeah. We have like one day off each week and that's Sunday.
And what do you do on that day?
Sleep.
Yeah, I think so. So you've broken the record, so which is just amazing. So 1995 was when it was set. Did you aim towards breaking that record? Was that always on the back of your mind or just focus on swimming?
Probably focusing on swimming. I mean, I didn't have a great state age before, so I trained really hard and just remembered the disappointment from that. And I only found out that the record was close to my PB, like, the day before I raced the event. And I was like, oh, wow. I could actually get that because I was focusing on the 200, but, you know, the 100 was probably a lot more relaxing, I guess, because it wasn't as far.
Yeah.
I just did it, I guess.
Exciting.
That is definitely the motto you got to go with. Have you seen that throughout her career again? It's only a short one. But, Sam, have you seen the drive and passion that Hayley has
had? Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That record stems from the drive that she has. She got a great stroke physically. Yeah. She's got some really good attributes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything unless that athlete has the work ethic.
Yeah.
So just small things like Hayley will stay in almost every session late at the end and work on something extra. She's not satisfied very often, which, you know, will
wind
her.
You can't be satisfied. You're going to the Olympic trials.
But I guess that's what drives you, though, isn't it? Because you want to make sure that you're doing it as best you can, and I think that's why you're in that position, isn't it? So what's the next step? So we're going to the Olympic trials, and what do you need to do, Hayley, to qualify for the Olympics, which just sounds crazy?
Well, first of all, I think I need to be 16 to go.
Yeah, right, okay.
But I'd have to drop a fair bit of time.
Yeah, but cool.
My goal there is to get the Australian record for the 200 breaststroke as well.
Wow. And so you're still at school?
Yep.
How? So obviously we're just hearing about all the training you're doing. How's school go as well?
It's a bit hard sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not the best student sometimes. I'm a bit cheeky, but I try to get... I'm
sure mum's loving to hear that.
Yeah. Me and my friends have a lot of fun at school and, you know, I couldn't do it without them and stuff.
Yeah, you need that for sure.
Speaking of your friends, you go to Christian College. Is there anyone that you want to give a little shout out to?
Rose Gladkey or my friend Chad. Jamie Mackay, Lucas Hayes, Matilda Burns, Romy Hurd, Brooke Briscoe, Estella Welch, Gemma.
Jeez, you got a lot
she's
of
got
friends.
She's got friends.
Cookie Robinson.
Oh, Cookie.
What a name. And there are some people that we need to thank as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, our major sponsor, JP Flynn, who are insurance builders.
Yep.
Like, the just, you know, the money that they've been able to put into the club, we absolutely wouldn't be here. And the city council, they were, like, opening the pools over COVID.
Well, and I dare say we also should shout out to Mum and Dad.
Yeah, Mum and Dad. And my sister Ash, you know, she's pretty... They do a lot for me.
Yeah. Very supportive family.
Yeah. Well, Hayley, Sam, thank you so much for your time to come in because I know how busy you are. And we're glad that you could fit us in, which is fantastic. And all the best going forward.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.